What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Tuesday News for a Thursday afternoon is coming up here in just a few minutes. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll do a Reardon Roundtable in the 3 o'clock hour with Jane Duker, State Rep Steve Butts, David Barklage, GOP consultant. Then we'll get into the 4 o'clock hour with Suze News, Paul Hall with some entertainment recommendations, Frank Cusimano talking a little baseball. I think the Cardinals won this afternoon, Fred,
yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah, 4-1.
So they split that series with the Pirates. So there you go, not too bad. Tim Summer on some music stuff tomorrow. A little bit later this hour, Curtis Houck, who is managing editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center, will get into some of the media coverage of the last, you know, couple of weeks with D.C., but also from the aftermath of the shooting yesterday in Minneapolis. David Strom, by the way, is going to join us, I think, after the top of the hour at 5. He's been really doing some great work over at hotair.com on some of the stuff that is related to the trans issue, and he's up there in Minneapolis, so we'll have him after 5 o'clock. Our friend Mark Gelman from the Gelman team talking about some real estate issues in the 5:30 segment, and then audio cut of the day. A couple of things I wanted to mention, like I don't think any of us in this room, and Ethan's not here today, he's off, I don't think we're dedicated at this point viewers, you guys correct me if I'm wrong, of SNL, of Saturday Night Live.
No,
right?
No.
You know, I get to the point where sometimes I will watch the cold open and I just sit there and I shake my head. I'm like, you guys, it's not funny. You know?
Right.
And it's always against Trump. And mainly, I don't care. Like, I think there are things that you could mock with Trump or the administration. That's not something I would, you know, rule off the table. The problem is they literally had comedy gold in Joe Biden for 4 years.
Yes.
And Kamala Harris, you know, maybe you don't have Kamala Harris for 4 years because she's in the background, but you certainly had her for 6 months and you didn't do a damn thing with her.
Yep.
So it's just so disingenuous, and I don't understand what it's all about. The one thing I will tell you, though, is that they're making some shakeups at SNL. Now, these are not big names, but there's a guy by the name of Michael Longfellow who's been there for 3 years, and he had screen tested to take over Weekend Update. Now, I can't ever remember, like, did Michael Che or Colin Jost, did they leave or something?
No
like
idea.
Okay. So this guy apparently had tested to take over Weekend Update. I'm not, I know some people, I think you like Colin Jost, don't you?
No.
That's Scarlett Johansson's husband. It's the only reason I like him is because he's married to her. But I never thought the, you know, Weekend Update thing, there were some funny things that they did, but, you know, it was inconsistently funny. So there's some other folks, and these are names that you're not going to, you know, even recognize. They were some of the, you know, the third-rate players that would be in bits that you'd never really know their names anyway. But that's how people sometimes begin to build their comedy resume on SNL. There was a veteran by the name of Celeste Yim, who is described as the show's first out-trans writer who was let go. Rosebud Baker, a stand-up comedian, said that she would not be returning after 3 seasons of writing on the show. Devin Walker, another cast member, said that the show is toxic as hell and said, to be clear, this is good news. It was just time for me to do something different. Please don't be hitting me with the, I'm so sorry, we're not on that at all. So apparently they're happy that they're leaving. And then Heidi Gardner, who's become, I think, pretty popular, and she gets a lot of acting gigs. I think you would recognize Heidi.
I've got to go look her up.
She said that she was leaving the show, but it was not like some big official announcement, but I think that she's off SNL for sure. You know Heidi Gardner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's pretty good. She's in a lot of different shows. So I wanted to touch on a couple of things that I found in the media that related to my situation with anxiety. I went on Monica Adams' podcast show. She does a daily show earlier this week. I have linked to that episode. I've gotten a lot of great feedback. People who watched it up on the YouTube or Twitter. I have it on my Twitter page, which is at Mark Reardon KFTK. But two things of note related not to me, but to that particular issue. So in the LA Times today, I see a story and the headline is "Have Anxiety, So Do These Comedians. Here are the strategies that help them cope." And the way the story is written is, if you don't have anxiety, stand-up comedian Aparna Nacharla riffs on stage. The way I would describe it is there's like an edgy improv group in your brain, and it just needs a one-word suggestion to spin like countless scenarios that no one's comfortable with. So there is a new documentary that's called Anxiety Club, which is on a streaming platform that's called Jolt. I have never heard of Jolt. There's too many screening platforms. And the other thing that's happening is, I mentioned this to somebody earlier today, and I'm sure you guys are going through the same thing. There does not seem to be a day that goes by without me getting a notification that one of my services, today it was Peacock, is going up in price.
Of course. Right?
And they never go up like a dollar.
No, nope.
They're going up like $3 or $4 at a time. But this is something called Jolt. And what it says is that the film dives into the topic of anxiety, taking an up close and often uncomfortable look on how it manifests, what it feels like in the body. That part, you know, they put that in italics, feels like, because I've said this to you guys before. It's a weird feeling that you get. It's like a sick feeling, if you will, with the anxiety. And I guess they do this all with the point of view of, you know, working comedians, which I think is kind of an interesting angle. I'm not sure exactly why they pick that, but they do. And they also, you know, talk about how some of this relates to the family, dating and marriage, et cetera. Then I also saw this, and I never knew who this person was, but there might be some people listening right now who know she is, because she's a huge Instagram star, and her name is Alex Earle. And have you ever heard of Alex Earle? I think I might have even brought up her name before on the show. Sue, do you know who she is?
No.
Huge. I mean, she's got unbelievable amount of followers. She's actually, and this is how I know who she is, she's the niece of a friend of my wife's that my wife went to high school with.
Oh, okay.
Her name is Maureen, and Alex Earle is the niece, and she's just got gazillions of followers. But she also has a podcast. I've never listened to it before. But today, on my suggestions for August 27th, which I believe was yesterday, it says, "Living with Anxiety, My Story and Tips, Hot Mess with Alex Earle." And if you go to the, and this is, I bring it up because this is another one of those proof positive things that this stuff is so relatable to other people. And I didn't know about her. I'm going to share this with my wife too, because my wife actually knows her. And it says on the, everything's the AI overview now. It's not Wikipedia.
Exactly. Right.
It's the AI overview. And it says that she was diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder at age 14, has, and this is where it's relatable for me, has experienced severe physical symptoms like heart pounding. I describe it as like heart awareness. I can kind of feel my heartbeat, fainting, dry heaving. I never had that, along with daily anxiety that sometimes prevented her from leaving her bed or going to school. I'm raising my hand because I can certainly relate to that. And she says she manages it with breathing exercises. I was taught some breathing exercises, and I've
Do they help?
Used them. Yeah, you know, I think, I don't know, Fred, you know, because when I did the breathing exercises, and they kind of described in this article with the AI overview sort of the same way that I, you know, learned. And what she does is she breathes in for 4 seconds, she holds it for 5 to 6 seconds, and then you exhale for 6 seconds. So, and I was doing like 4 seconds in, pause, 4 seconds out. It was a psychologist who had taught me that. Now, I was doing that when I felt the worst, right? Like when I don't think it helped very much when I felt that way. So, but it is something that I have done over the course of the last couple of months to, you know, kind of calm my brain down, especially at night when I'm, you know, all over the place and thinking about sleeping. Anyway, I just thought that those were two interesting angles to something that I have discussed. And again, I went into great detail about all this on Monica's podcast and their are too big. Look, I mean, that thing with Alex Earle will get a lot of attention just because of who she is with younger people. I think people under the age of 35 in particular know who she is. I've got some great, like, I can't even share the stories because when Maureen, my wife's friend, hangs out with the family, it's like a completely different dynamic. There's cameras everywhere because
she's constantly contenting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That her whole life is content. Uh-huh. Very good point there, Sue. All right, we got Sue's News coming up.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Love Curtis Houck. He calls out the media nonsense on a regular basis. He's the managing editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center, and he has been all over some of the reaction to the Minneapolis shooting. Also, you know, there's reaction and then there's lack of reaction. And I always call this, you know, the journalism of omission, but there has not been a lot of media attention to our Maryland father friend, Abrego Garcia. So Curtis will weigh in on that in just a little bit. And we do have Chris Elston coming up, right, Fred?
Right.
Billboard Chris, who literally travels the world on, you know, preaching the gospel against gender-affirming care. He's been a hero in all of this. And his thoughts on the Minneapolis shooter, that's coming up a little bit later this hour as well. We got to do this, though, for a Thursday afternoon.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Fred has found out more about the car.
Okay, so it wasn't the dealership that crashed the car.
Oh, see, that's good news.
It was another customer.
I don't know if that's good news.
And the customer left their insurance information.
Okay, that's good news.
But Marie doesn't think we're going to need it.
Oh,
because
really?
The dealer said, leave it with us. We'll take care of it. We'll buff it out.
Just
to go back to the previous hour, because we don't want to lose people here on this. So, your car was in at the dealer to get some work done.
Recall notices.
So had to do the things that I always ignore. Yes,
yeah, it's
right.
Like
I'm aware.
Your trunk or something goofy like that.
And somebody hit it, but it turns out it was just someone else, and they'll buff it out. That's good. That means they didn't hit it that hard.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm trying to figure out how to reset the code on the garage door of the new house because they left me instructions and I couldn't get it to work. And I think I'm going to go to YouTube and I think YouTube will tell me. But I think I have to get up on the ladder. Maybe will and touch something.
I did that over the weekend in our garage because we got a new garage door opener.
How do you do it?
I couldn't do it. I follow the YouTube advice.
Yes.
I think they say, you know, the bottom line is you don't have strong enough Wi-Fi. But we always did.
Oh, jeez. You know, so I don't think I have that kind of fancy stuff. I don't think Wi-Fi is involved.
I don't know. Ugh. I think it was to hook it up to your phone. That's what we were trying to do. But I had to go up on the ladder to the top of the garage.
Yeah, it's a very frustrating process. It really is.
Yeah.
Like, whenever... My wife seems to get a new car every 2 years for a variety of reasons, wrecking them, et cetera. But like on my car, I only figured out how to program having both of them go up and down at the same time.
Oh.
So if I want to, well, actually, that's not true. I can open the left side of the garage door with one button, okay? But I never have figured out how to just open up the right side with one button. So I have two buttons. One, either open or close the left side, the bigger door.
Right.
And then the other option is close them and open them at the same time. So it's a bit of a dancing act when I get home. And by the way, sometimes Becky has the hatch open and I start to close the big door so I can hit the button that does both of them. And I'm like, no, don't
panic.
Do that. So, but I empathize with this because I've been out there with, you know, pressing the buttons and doing the thing and looking at the YouTube videos. And then I take, you know, the regular, there's another way to do it where you have the regular old fashioned garage door opener and you hold it next
to.
That's right. But you'd think it would be easier by now, right?
Yes, I really do. And I want a code so I can hit that when I don't have the key and I can't. I'll go into it this weekend. Today is National Thoughtful Day. Isn't that nice?
It is.
And National Bow Tie Day. Do you either of you have a bow tie?
I could see Fred the bow tie.
I could too.
No.
No?
No, I don't have a bow tie.
I could see you in that too.
I've only worn them with tuxedos.
Who wears bow ties anymore?
John Pertzborn.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, he does.
Yeah.
The sports guy on Fox. I can't think of his name.
Okay. Because
every time he's on, he's a really popular baseball guy.
Huh.
And he always, you know, every game a bow tie has a new sponsor.
That's smart.
Yeah.
You hear that, Mark? You could roll that into a sponsor.
Right, exactly.
All right. On this day in history, 118 years ago, I love this stuff. In 1907, two Seattle teenagers thought, you know what? Let's just start a delivery service. We need a little extra money. And they called it American Messenger Company. Today, Jim Casey and Claude Ryan's little company is known as UPS. Started by two Seattle teenagers 118 years ago. Yeah,
that's kind of amazing.
It is
now,
amazing.
But do you have any information, like how long did they hold on to it?
No.
And did they become very wealthy because of it, or did they sell
Sue's
it
News
early?
News has dropped the ball on that, but you can Google it and find out.
Very curious, though.
And on this day in history, we got a little music, because, you know, I got to have music. That's a hint for you, Mark.
Is the guy at Channel 5, Ben Rosenthal? No, because I'm cross-referencing other parts of the show. The guy that wears the bow tie?
No.
That's not him? Ben Rosenthal?
No.
No. Well, that's what...
You'll know what it is.
Well, okay, why you mumble about that? Would you hit the music for me?
You know what? I think I'm supposed to hit some music
right now.
For Susan News. Why don't we do that?
On this day in history, 60 years ago, the Beach Boys.
Well, East Coast girls are hit by really dig those styles they wear. And the
Brian Wilson just passed away, two, 3 months ago.
Well, I bring this one up because I thought for sure this would have hit number one, and I do love the Beach Boys. Okay, who is it? Where's the bow ties?
Ken Rosenthal.
Ken Rosenthal.
Okay.
He said Ben Rosenthal. That's why. Yeah.
Oh.
Ken Rosenthal is the national guy. He's a national. I thought
he meant
a local guy. I misunderstood.
He said national.
But back to the Beach Boys.
I forgot my
We're
point.
Everywhere.
Oh, yes. California Girls. I thought, yes. That made it to number one. No, it only made it to number three. So this day in history, California Girls peaked at number three. Now, I should have gone to look up what hit number one that week, but Sue's News has failed again.
Sue's News is not
going deep
into
the
stories.
It's early. It's very early when I write this. And on this day in history, 53 years ago, in 1972, in that Speedo, Mark Spitz won the 200-meter butterfly at the Summer Olympics in Munich. He would go on to win 7 gold medals at that Olympiad alone and set world records in all 7. He was our 1972 Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
These were, you know, I was 7 years old in 1972. These are my first Olympic memories.
Yes.
Of Mark Spitz.
And that, right? The red, white, and blue Speedo, I remember that.
By the way.
Yeah.
I've dug into the AI overview. Oh. It didn't take much to get this, so you could have done it.
Yeah.
California Girls, number 3. Like a Rolling Stone was number 2 by Bob Dylan. And Help by the Beatles. Never heard of that band, but apparently they had a number 1 back then.
Oh,
you know, in 1965.
AI overview. They should just call it AI guesstimate.
Yeah.
Because you never really know if it's right or not.
Well, you don't. We learned that yesterday in Sue's News, which did teach us something. Okay. I don't remember the story when it happened. Okay, but Delta Airlines in 2020, apparently, sorry, crowd.
Oh, crowd didn't like that.
Did a fuel dump from one of its planes when it was flying over LA, and it just doused schools, playgrounds, houses with jet fuel because it wasn't very high. Like tens of thousands of properties.
No.
And this has been a legal battle for years. And Delta has finally agreed to pay about $79 million for doing it. Now, the plane was headed for Shanghai, and it wasn't at a high altitude yet. And Delta contended that they said, listen, the pilots followed regulations, and then they did soil tests in L.A. to show that there wasn't contamination. I just find it interesting. But yesterday they said, all right, fine. Because you should have been higher. That's what everybody else says.
The altitude.
Yeah.
Yep.
So people were walking down the street and got hit with some gas. The kids did, and they tested. The kids were fine, but it was that low. So
who gets the money?
The lawyers. And then they split it between tens of thousands of people. And I think they said the average person would get $889.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's not terrible. All right, police in California.
At the time, right? I mean, seriously, how did that happen with no fire starting?
That is a good question. Fred found this story, and since we did Kohl's yesterday, I thought we'd do this today. You know, I love when they catch a criminal. Police in Southern California have busted a ring that stole $10 million in merchandise from Home Depot stores. Now, I'm talking about 600 thefts that occurred over several years at 71 Home Depot stores. Now, this is the largest organized retail theft case uncovered in Home Depot history, by the way. And Ventura County Sheriff James Fryoff says the alleged ringleader, whose name is David All, owned a wholesale store and has his own employees go into Home Depots and shoplift items and then bring them back to his warehouse, and he would sell them.
Wow.
And they would focus on expensive electrical components like breakers, dimmers, switches, and outlets. And then 14 suspects were rounded up when they finally arrested everybody.
Well, you might remember one of my favorite things to do, and I haven't done this in a while, is if I'm at Lowe's and I have to go to the back of Lowe's to use the restroom because my, you know, bladder control has been well documented on this show.
Yes.
They have a list. The employee, you know, room is back there, the break room or whatever, and they post a list of the top 10 items that have been shoplifted from Lowe's. And it is stunning because sometimes
some
it's like a nail gun that's worth a couple hundred dollars. Sometimes it's smaller items, but they list the item, and then they list how many walked out the door, and then they list how much they cost. And I'll have to do that again. I got to come up with a reason to go to Lowe's and take
always
a picture.
A reason.
There were some big things, though, you had before, like generators and barbecue pits.
Things were worth $800. Yeah. Well, so you can see, because, these people who work at these stores, they're limited at what they can actually do. I mean, I'm pretty sure you can walk out of these stores, and if someone says, hey, I need to see that, you just keep walking. There's not going to be consequences, and they kind of know that.
Yeah, it's terrible. And they have to have those huge doors so that real people who are buying stuff can get it out. So, I just think that's, it's not good, but I'm glad they got them. 14 people. Here's how I'm going to run my business. I'm going to have 14 people steal, and then I'm going to resell it.
Hey, it worked for a while.
I don't like it. Give them some credit
there.
Okay. And finally, in Sue's News, we do have today's random fact. The average cloud weighs 1.1 million pounds. Now, wait, I'm talking about a cloud in the sky.
Really?
What?
But the weight is distributed across such a big space that it still floats.
Okay, okay. How'd they measure it?
Yeah. I have no idea, and Fred.
This is another one of those that makes your brain hurt,
DIY, go in on this one.
Crazy stuff from Sue's News. But you can hear something again along those lines tomorrow afternoon, same time, same place, here on 97.1 FM Talk. Hang in there. So, I mean, immediately after this shooting story broke yesterday, Jen Psaki, former White House press secretary, who, of course, hosts a show on MSNBC. I'm sorry, MS Now. Ooh, I'm going to catch myself on that. Posted on X that prayers does not end school shootings. Prayers do not make parents feel safe sending their kids to school. Prayer does not bring these kids back. Enough with the thoughts and prayers. So Caroline Leavitt actually addressed that today at the briefing.
I saw the comments of my predecessor, Ms. Psaki, and frankly, I think they're incredibly insensitive and disrespectful to the tens of millions of Americans of faith across this country who believe in the power of prayer, who believe that prayer works, and who believe that in a time of mourning like this, when beautiful young children were killed while praying in a church, it's utterly disrespectful to deride the power of prayer in this country. And it's disrespectful to the millions of Americans of faith. And I would encourage Ms. Psaki to pray for these families themselves who need it right now more than ever.
Curtis Houck is back with us. He's a managing editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. I know that you highlighted that particular media episode amongst several others in the last 24 hours that have been interesting. How are you, Curtis?
Doing all right, Mark. What in the world is going on?
I would say the same thing because, look, and you know this, with angles of these particular stories, you have some media outlets that just refer or refuse to refer to some things. Like, here's Jake Tapper talking about the trans angle. This is the best he could do.
The piece of the puzzle as to who the shooter was. The Minneapolis Star Tribune says, according to court records, because there's been some confusion about what the shooter's name was.
Yes.
That Robin Westman's mother applied to change her child's name in 2019. It was, at one point, Robert Paul Westman.
Correct.
But since she identifies as a female and wants her name to reflect that identification, was underage, it's now Robin.
Yeah, just make sure, Curtis, that we get the pronouns correct. That's all we're interested in here at CNN.
Yeah, my mistake, you know. I mean, it's all of our mistakes here. My colleague Bill D'Agostino has a new supercut hot off the press on his X feed. He should be having a story coming up here shortly at Newsbusters where he kind of goes through this and noting how they kind of trip over themselves. CNN and MSNBC and the like have been doing this since yesterday morning, doing the shooter, the assailant, the perpetrator. You know, they either engage in the pronoun game or they kind of fumble the bag. I said also today that this shooting in general is the left's worst nightmare when it comes to covering mass shootings because it touches the electrified third rail of transgenderism. Like, in terms of, like, progressive hard left hierarchy, you wonder, like, okay, is race or, like, gender or, like, even, like, foreign policy, Hamas, like, you have all these groups of people that, like, thou shalt not, like, cross. And I think transgenderism is the one that, like, the left, by and large, isn't looking to cross because they're so militant and so unforgiving. And so this is the situation that we found ourselves in with Jake Tapper playing this mealy mouth game, people being kind of mamby pamby about motive. We may never know. This feels like a throwback to like the radical Islamic terror days when they're saying, oh, we don't really know what their motive was because they shouted Allahu Akbar.
Yeah, no, exactly. By the way, you have to guide me into, you said it was Bill D'Agostino, right?
Yeah.
So it's Banned Bill, but when I do Banned Bill on my feed here, it comes up like his last post was a long time ago. Maybe I'm just not looking at the right thing here.
Yeah, Banned underscore Bill. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Okay. Yeah, because I'm gonna have to pull some of that audio. I appreciate you guiding me into this. It is interesting, though, because they, you know, the New York Times goes ahead and calls, and I'm not saying the name of the shooter, but it's Ms. and it's her. They don't even try to hide the fact that, look, if you listen to the creepy video that was pulled down by YouTube before other people grabbed it, it's clearly a man that is doing the narration of all the nutty, goofy stuff, right?
I don't think anybody should be under that assumption. And the new reporting from the New York Post shows that a journal showed some regret, actually, about being in this position, that I should never have done this. Which goes to the point that Mary Margaret Olihan wrote about in her book, the great Daily Wire reporter wrote about detransitioning, people who have realized that they made the greatest mistake of their entire lives, and how much it only prolongs their misery. The left, just like they're not they're avoiding the motive here, Mark. So many of them are refusing to, and I'm so glad you expressed interest in having me on today, because you're the one person I can say this on the air. They're not, again, willing to talk about the mental health crisis right in this country. We have too many therapists in this country that are willing to affirm someone's struggles, suggest that, no, you don't need to change anything. Everyone needs to change for you. You know, that you can play God with your biology. You play God with your life, and that is just, it is so destructive. And yet again, just like we saw at the Covenant School in Nashville and a few other high-profile incidents over the last few years, that confusion and general unhappiness with the world leads to anti-Christian, anti-Trump, whatever hate in one way or another.
It's my understanding that this dude even kind of, maybe in a roundabout way, outed some of this nonsense himself, because in the manifesto, he refers to the fact that he was tired of being trans and wished he, quote, never brainwashed himself, writing, I can't cut my hair now as it would be embarrassing defeat. I will probably chop it on the day of the attack. And I don't really care if he did that or if he didn't do that. But I mean, there's a self-realization that this stuff is wacky, I think, even by this dude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that the parents went along with this, that court records show the parents went along with this delusion and signed off on his name change a few years ago at a Minnesota courthouse, where, you know, you think about the lieutenant governor of Minnesota who wore a short about protect trans kids and it had a knife on it, suggesting that there was a level of militancy, you know, when it comes to protecting trans minors, you know, and this is the debate you have in a lot of blue states and blue cities about paying for this kind of thing. And in Colorado, ADF pointed out, Alliance Defending Freedom noted to Will Kane a few weeks ago, that in Colorado, they want to try to make it criminal if you don't even use the right pronouns for someone. If you misgender them, you as a business owner could be in all kinds of trouble. So this grand delusion is now having deadly consequences, and the media are giving away the game, as we started this segment, by going he, which kind of is an inadvertent concession, admission, that this is all a joke to begin with.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, and I've even said this about some of the Washington Post coverage. I saw this story a couple of weeks ago about this. I referred to this earlier about this poor, you know, family that was in, I don't know if it was Montana, the North Dakotas. They had to move out because of the bathroom bill, and their trans kid couldn't use, you know, the bathroom, and they felt unsafe. Yeah, it was the bookstore that they owned. Right. So, and you know, here's what I say about stuff like that. That's fair. You want to do that story? Do that story. But where have they, and by the way, they've done it a couple of times, but it was several years ago, but they do not make any effort to put the pretty crazy stories of the detransitioners and the people that felt that they were brainwashed and have gone through things that, you know, will never come back to their bodies because they've changed them permanently. There are an ample amount of those stories that never get amplified in the New York Times, the LA Times. You know, they did it a few years ago. There was a time where the New York Times and the Washington Post both had kind of competing different opinion pieces by people who were supporting detransitioning. But I've never seen anything like that since.
Yeah. And then it's not a matter of privacy. You know, there are people that want to talk. There are people that are willing to sit for interviews. I mean, Mary Margaret's book is filled with public interviews with people providing their names to this, that speak on the Hill at events. So it's not a matter as if these people don't exist or a lot of them just want to be private and not talk about it on social media or in interviews. They exist. This then goes to the Kermit Gosnell situation, which I refer back to because at the time, a lot of the national media dismissed it, including the Washington Post, dismissed it as a local crime story. It's an anecdote. you know, just like migrant crime stories. These are anecdotes. They're not symbols of a wider issue. But here in this case, we have a pattern of behavior in which this, by some accounts, you're starting to push maybe 10 plus incidents where someone who was confused about which gender they were going out and committing mass murder because they felt that their lives had fallen apart. And we don't want to go down this road about why these groups of people ended up in this instance because, well, you know, these are just individuals. Stories and there's different circumstances, and while that's true, that can't be an excuse for not talking about
it. Yeah, it's ridiculous, and the you know, it'd be very interesting to see how this unfolds. Even going into some of the stuff and the details of the manifesto and that creepy audio, there has not been, not that we should give this guy attention, but I do think there's valid information that has not been reported by the legacy media. Curtis, always great to hook you up with you. I appreciate it. I got Billboard Chris. I know you know who Chris Elston is. He's coming up next to talk about a different angle of this as well, but you have a great holiday weekend.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Conservative.
One of my favorite contributors over at hotair.com is David Strom. He's going to join us after the top of the hour. He is in Minneapolis, so a lot to say on what's going on up there. Chris Elston is back with us. He is known on the X, formerly Twitter, as Billboard Chris. He's been a hero on some of this gender-affirming care nonsense that's been going around the country, including, you know, our effort here to close down, which was successful, the clinic at Children's Hospital in WashU, thanks to Jamie Reed. Chris, welcome back. It's been a little bit since I've spoken with you. How are you? Are you at home in Canada or somewhere else on the planet?
I am at home right now, but I'm heading off to London tomorrow, and I'm going to be
there for a little while and doing a tour of the UK and Ireland.
I figured you might be hitting the road because that is what you do. There is a bit of a trans connection with this shooter in Minneapolis. So what would you say about all this that's being undercovered by the media right now?
Yes. So these are mentally ill people, right? You don't try to change your sex and go on the opposite sex's hormones and cut off body parts if you're thriving in life mentally. And instead of getting the help they need, they're being harmed. So who knows what else is going on in this man's life. But the way that they are treated is though they have some special and unique and very brave identity. They are simultaneously given drugs and hormones which don't belong in their body while being propagandized that the entire world is out to get them. So we shouldn't be surprised when they commit violence because they are in a violent cult where the entire left and the entire Democratic Party is encouraging them to commit violence. We have people like the Lieutenant Governor of Minnesota wearing a shirt that says protect trans kids with a blade on it. So what message are they trying to send?
Well, I think that's an excellent question. It really is. And what you just said there in the last, you know, minute and a half should really be the focus of a story, let's say maybe this Sunday in the New York Times or the Washington Post, because it's a legitimate news topic. And of course they won't do that. And no one will touch it. They're being so careful. You have the New York Times referring to him as a her. I have a montage I'll play a little bit later of folks on CNN and MSNBC kind of stumbling over the he, her, because they want to make sure they get the pronouns right, Chris. That's the most important part of this story.
Right. And what are we doing when we call a man by female pronouns? We're giving legitimacy to a terrible movement teaching children that they are born wrong, that they're born in the wrong bodies, that they're supposed to be something they're not. They call this gender affirming care. What is that affirming? It's affirming that there's something wrong with the child, that they are structurally broken and that they need to change themselves. This young man, this shooter, this murderer, by the way, expressed regret for having transitioned.
Yeah, that's what's interesting. Like said, he even sort of self-acknowledged that he was brainwashed, right?
Absolutely. And I know you've had Jamie Reed on your program many times. She's been in the news a little the last day talking about this. She's a whistleblower from
the gender
clinic at Washington University who oversaw 1,000 of these cases. And it's not really helping any of them. Of course it's not. They all have different psychiatric disorders. We know from gender clinic statistics, like in the UK, that 70% of the children had five or more coexisting mental health comorbidities, autism, trauma, sexual abuse, mothers with borderline personality. Themselves, they have BPD. They have all sorts of issues going on, and they're not being treated. Instead, they're being told, yes, the source of all your problems is your gender identity, and we're going to fix that up by making you appear to be the opposite sex. That doesn't solve anything.
I have mentioned, I'm glad you brought up Jamie, because I brought it up with several guests in the last couple of days, and one of the things that really jumps out to me in that original report, the whistleblower report, was her focus and concern about the mental health issues related to these young kids that were completely being glossed over. And the automatic go-to was, let's put them on puberty blockers. Let's give them this medication. Let's do this. And it was never the attention. And one of the guys I think she highlighted was either fantasizing or actually having sex with dogs. And that should have been a tip off
right
from the beginning. But apparently it wasn't. They were more concerned about whether he or she should be a they, them, or something along those lines. Now, you do have there's some victories out there that keep happening, you know, I think around the country when it comes to some of this stuff. And, you know, Jamie helped a lot of that. It was a bit of a ground zero, as I've referred to it here in St. Louis. WashU closes that center down. A lot of other clinics have followed suit. There was a story that I saw today that the University of Michigan Medical Center became the latest to drop trans services for minors among the pressure from Trump. But then there's a story that I saw from Leo Sapir. And Leo wrote that the AMA, the American Medical Association, is still supporting this gender-affirming care thing. And they've passed a resolution promising to protect these procedures. So the rest of the world has kind of come around on this. You've exposed it. Jamie's exposed it. I've done my best in exposing it. And the American Medical Association still isn't on board, Chris.
Yeah, they're the most powerful medical lobbying organization in the United States. They have the most doctors in the organization, and they have a new president. And this new president was on a Zoom call with Ethan Hame, who was a whistleblower from Texas. He's a young doctor that blew the whistle on how Texas was ignoring the ban and they were continuing to harm kids. And there was a member of the state house in Michigan, one of the Republicans on this call recording it. And Dr. Haim started to talk about how these drugs, when given to children at 10 or stage 2, the beginning of puberty, they sterilize these kids. And what did the new president of the American Medical Association do? He made a movement with his hand up and down as though Dr. Haim was just mouthing irrelevant words, and he tried to move it on.
Oh my gosh.
He's doing anything he can to ignore the truth. He knows nothing about this himself. He then asked this state representative to talk to a brand new doctor called Dr. Krikorian, who is a woman identifying as a man. And they recorded these 2-hour-long interviews. This doctor, who was recommended by the president of the AMA to discuss this with the politician, didn't even know the systematic reviews that had been done on this issue by Finland, Sweden, UK, or the United States. Totally discredits them and only brought up individual studies that have already been widely debunked. So these people are not interested in the truth. We need to stop treating them as though they are. These people are enemies of our kids, and we need to discredit them fully and talk to the real doctors, like ones at the American College of Pediatricians, who are also blowing the whistle.
That what you just shared there is just stunning. It really, especially at this point in this conversation, you would think, and you've been at this for a while now, and I've been talking about this for a while, and it's almost been 3 years since Jamie's report, you would think that there would be more of these medical professionals that would be on board, but they're so woke and so brainwashed themselves, they can't bring themselves to do it.
The president of the AMA said the suicide rate is between 50 and 70% for trans-identified people. They weaponize suicide all the time. It's the only thing they go to, because the only way you can justify this abuse, this child abuse, is to say that kids are going to die if you don't do it. But the actual suicide rate, we know from studies in Finland that the actual suicide rate was 0.052% over 24 years at their gender clinic with more than 2,000 kids. There were 7 suicides. It was slightly higher than a sample group of about 17,000 people, but the common denominator was other psychiatric comorbidity.
Yeah. And by the way, the higher suicide rate is not with kids and children that are transitioning. It's with the adults that have already transitioned and still have the mental health issues. And that's a little hidden secret in those figures. Billboard Chris Elston, always great to have you on, Chris. You have a great trip overseas. Do your work, and God bless you. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Get more at 971talk.com. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.